The first bill the governor signed says if someone commits an act of domestic violence in front of a child, a judge will consider it an aggravating factor during sentencing.
The traumatic impact that that has, not just on the person who's directly the victim of the assault, but particularly for children, and the impact that they'll have in many cases for a lifetime.
The next bill allows those who are victims of domestic violence and stalking to change their identity confidentially. Current law requires anybody who changes their identity to publish a notice in the local paper 3 times. False 911 calls also made it to the governor.
Ties in very much in a way similar to a measure we signed earlier today that puts in place penalties for providing false information to law enforcement personnel. In each of these cases, realizing the time and effort and resources that we put into public safety, being a law enforcement or first responders.
This bill increases the penalties on those who call 911 to report non-emergencies. The penalty ranges to a fine of $100 to $600 and up to 90 days in jail. The final bill expands the law against impersonating a peace officer to include firefighters, emergency technicians, and first responders. Each bill previously passed with bipartisan support. In Eau Claire, Mike Ness, Wisconsin Radio Network.